Welcome to episode 51 of the Hellbound podcast. My name's Vicky. This is Alexander.
Alexander Blackburn III.
Today we are going to talk about the Hellbound Festival, update number two.
Just a slight correction, Hellbound Horror Festival.
Hellbound Horror Festival. Horror being the operative word. Very exciting. This is countdown. So, am I more excited than you?
No, but I'm probably more exhausted because of the festival than you.
Yeah, I think definitely. Yeah. I was talking about this to my sister today. She's going to come over and watch the whole main event and everything. So, give us a breakdown. What's happening?
So, the first big thing is, it's not just myself or my wife or my sister-in-law that's going to be watching the films and judging them. We've got a big group of people that are going to be watching them together in a kind of a cinema environment.
Yes.
Originally, we wanted to go into a cinema and watch all the films, but due to cost and commitments, that's not possible. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun one, and we're going to be scoring them over the next few days. The films are available to watch this coming weekend, so when this episode comes out, on Saturday and Sunday. For a limited time, you are to watch all of the films, and then we may put them back up on YouTube again for two more days before the awards the week after. So the 27th and 28th, we'll put the films up again. And then on the 29th, we'll have a reduced list of just the winners that will be airing on YouTube for a couple of days. So we'll be able to see the winners again. So because the ownership of the films is retained by the filmmakers themselves, and we can't just, oh yeah, we'll just claim their content, put it up online. We're not doing that. We've had a few filmmakers already that have submitted to us and a part of the festival ask that you only put them up for a certain amount of time because they were open to other festivals, and it's a big, you know, respecting the filmmakers' wishes is key to our festival, really.
It's kind of great that you're able to see them beforehand and then revisit them after you've announced the nominees and the winners and stuff like that, because that, you know, there's one thing seeing it once, but it really consolidates your viewing when you see it twice. You see different things. Like, I'm really excited for it. So what's happening on is it the 29th, the main event?
29th is the main event. I've not released a time yet. What I may do is have it launch 12 midday EST, this is on a Saturday, 29th of October, which is 5 p.m. GMT, but I need to check that, and there's no like issues with time zones like that happened last time, 2 years ago, last time we had the horror festival. So I just want to make this very clear that it's not a guarantee that's going to be the time, but I'm looking at midday EST time zone and 5 p.m. GMT, and then you can work it out from there, extrapolate from there, yeah.
Suited and booted, ready.
Suited and booted, ready. Ready to hand out some awards. And bear in mind, with a pool of people that will be watching these films and judging these films, it's all subjective. So it'll come out in the wash, which are their best films. You know, the Octave Award for use of music, it's subjective. It's kind of a pool of people that are going to be scoring these films.
So you'll have the usual best film, best actor, cinematography, editing. What else is there? Music?
We'll quickly run through. We're on a massive rush, but
I've done those already.
We've got no pizza in the oven, so we're not in a huge rush. I'll go through them very quickly. So obviously we've got the Orlok Award for Best Acting. And do you know what Orlok is?
Something from Dracula?
Yeah, so Count Orlok was the character name in Nosferatu.
Ah, yes.
And the actor that played Count Orlok was Max Schreck in Murnau's 1922 Nosferatu horror film. You know why it's called Nosferatu and he's called Count Orlok? Because they didn't have the rights from Bram Stoker's estate to call him Dracula.
Ah.
So that's why he's called Count Orlok. So it's the Orlok Award for Best Acting.
Mm-hmm.
Our second award is, There's no particular order apart from best film, obviously. The Owen Roisman Award for Cinematography, and that's based on the cinematography work he did for The Exorcist. He worked on that and French Connection and just an amazing cinematographer from the 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. Honourable mentions, and that's kind of a personal pick from myself and some of the other judges internally within the festival. We've got the Octave Award for use of music, so we know people are working on budgets and they don't have much money, so they may have used copyrighted music, which is fine. It's just the use of it, and is it appropriate, and does it work? So there's an award for use of music, original
the
or
score
not.
Score is just in the most.
Yeah, well, that's the thing you see.
Most important things, isn't it?
Score with budget films. You don't necessarily score your films. If you just use temp music like someone else's score, you're just throwing it in, which is fine, but as long as it's used well.
Okay.
So we've got the Verna Fields Award for editing. She was the amazing editor of Jaws.
Mm, no.
Got the Jack Pierce Award for best makeup. Do you know who Jack Pierce is?
No.
Jack Pierce was the one that did the makeup for Bride Frankenstein, Frankenstein's Monster, for James Whale's Frankenstein, Bride Frankenstein films.
Yeah.
We've got the Winged Lion Award for best film. There's two more. And that's just a kind of mythical creature I liked. I just like the icon.
Is it because you're a Leo?
Maybe, yeah, maybe. And I like the TriStar logo as well. That's what it is. The Ambient Award for sound design. So this is like if sound effects are used or Frida.
Like that.
My dog is sensing some sort of evil outside the room. Sorry.
It's the ambient sound.
It's the ambient sound. So that's a use of sound, minimal or not.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Rule Breaker Award.
Ooh.
Now, the Rule Breaker Award is those naughty scamps out there that actually broke the festival rules. And one of the rules, which is very clear on Film Freeway and at hellboundhorrorfestival.com,
is
you can't have your film be longer than 15 minutes, including credits.
Yeah.
And I think it's 5 or 6 films that will be shown at the coming weekend online.
Naughty.
Have got their own category. So they can't be nominated or winners of any other award, including Best Film, because they broke the rules. It's not fair on anyone else.
But you feel like they're still good enough to be
mentioned? Some of them are very good, yeah.
Oh.
So I've seen one or two.
What's the longest?
45 minutes.
Bloody no. Oh, sorry.
And you can say bloody no, you can say whatever you fucking want on this. it's my show.
What's the
or
shortest?
Our show. Shortest is a minute in terms of all the other films, yeah. So, like, there's 30 officially selected films for the Hellbound
wow.
Horror Festival 2022. So, yeah, it's 30 films to watch. But they'll all be available this weekend.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you impressed?
I'm impressed with the standard of filmmaking qualities. Like, I won't name names because I've seen some of them already. And of the select ones I've seen, we've got some wonderful animations.
Oh,
we got some great performances from not people I knew, but people I'd seen online before that had been submitting to other films, and the acting is excellent.
Wow.
And
does it all start with the story, though?
No, but there is obviously Best Film Award, which has, you know, the best story is part of that. You know, if you've got great performances, an award for that. So it might not be the best
so
film.
You could have a really good performance in a shitty film.
Yeah, I'd accept that.
Oh, wow.
You know, the people judging this will accept that. If there's a great stand-up performance, that's what's key.
Ah.
So, a film that's 1 minute or a film that's 15 minutes either can win Best Film or
yes.
multiple awards. I don't want other filmmakers that don't get nominated for award to be frustrated. I know it is frustrating and awards are competitive, but this is for fun in the end, you know?
Yeah, massively. It's all about celebrating the creativity, and whether that be creativity for music, for the editing, for, you know, the lighting, which is a cinematography part of it.
Yeah,
like,
that's right,
it's all about, you know, really highlighting creativity. We don't have enough space in our lives for creativity. I definitely don't in the field of work that I am in. So I'm in awe of this, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, absolutely. I am.
Obviously,
as well.
In my own life, I can be quite dramatic.
She can be dramatic, everyone.
But it's controlled the majority of the time, so I like the idea that people can, you know, just think outside the box and
yeah,
go
absolutely.
For it.
It's a fun process, but it's a tiring one as well. And
you're tired, aren't you?
This might be our last festival. We do it every 2 years, but it's a lot of work, and there'd have to be something outside myself. Outside my control that I've tried my best to do for us to do it a third time.
Do you feel like Frida's not pulling her weight? She's not helping her.
Frida's our dog, not someone that's chained up in the other room. But no, Frida is not pulling her own weight. She should pick up her own dog poo. If you can train a dog to do that, you're the best trainer in the world. It's exciting. It really is exciting. And it is just, obviously, one thing you've given me personally is time to breathe and time to do this.
Yeah, of course.
And it's, takes away from us, takes away from family and stuff. But it is just one person. It is just me doing the marketing, doing all the email, doing all the admin. So just so you know, I did put a post out there a couple of days ago for when this comes out saying that, and it's true. It's just, that's why it's so tough to do it, because there's so much to do.
Well, you've got a lot going on in life in general at the moment.
Yeah,
you?
There's a lot going on, so it's a bit of a tricky one, really.
It's a bit of a focus for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is really good.
Do you want to ask me what the prize is going to be for the best film?
Is it not just, honour?
No, so what everyone's getting is... I've got a burp, sorry. Stomach acid burp.
Nice, thanks.
Everyone's getting their artwork high-res download, which is really simple to do. The artwork's already created. I created all the artwork with Midsummer.
So
Mid-Journey.
Create their hard copies if they want.
Yeah, if they want to print them off. But what I'm going to do, because it's not going to be, this is coming out of my own personal pocket, is I'm going to do a one-off print for the best film's piece of art, and then send that out with a little letter attached. So that's going to be the best film winner.
Could be sending that anywhere in the world.
Well, that's it. That's the beauty of being a worldwide based.
You're very welcome, winner. You're very welcome.
So yeah, you'll get that sign from me, and maybe a paw print from my dog thanking you, and be
and
a very limited one-off print. We haven't said what size the print is, so it might be tiny. But that's what the prize is, this is the first announcement of that.
That's great.
So I thought it'd
That's
be really nice.
That's very generous. That's lovely.
I think it'll be really nice to do. And everyone else can have their artwork for nothing, download. But there'll be only one print for the best film winner this year.
Oh, great, great.
And yeah, I think we leave it there. Very short episode. Because my
tender
dog,
hooks.
My dog Frida, she is gorgeous. You may have seen her on our little Frida on Instagram.
Our girl Frida.
Our girl Freed's, but she's clawing at me because I think she wants to go for number twosies.
No, she just wants to be part of it all. Say something, Freed. Say something, dog.
No, she can't speak. If she sees another dog, she will speak. She'll bark at them. But thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
That's it. That's this week's episode. Michael Chan will be joining us again soon. We just had to get this update out there because it's really important to update all our filmmakers, and we can't always do that via email, so... we try our very best, and the best place to keep updated on the Hellbound Horror Festival 2022 is on Instagram at Hellbound Horror Festival.
Hellbound Horror Festival.
Yeah, and if you need to email us, it's alex@hellboundhorrorfestival.com.
Great.
That's it.
Look out for the posts.
Yeah, stay clear of the moors.
Yeah, exactly. Peace be with you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night, Matthew.
Tonight, Matthew.
No, Matthew used to be the one that did Sussy and Sweep. That did the bye-bye.
Oh, I thought you were doing that.
No. Sussy and Sweep, everyone. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.